That was more like it.
That was more, yeah.
That was more like it.
He's just talking about the intro.
Yeah.
No, I was talking about the game.
Jamponies. Oh, that's what I was talking about, the Jamponies. My bad. Oh, yeah. The game, yeah.
That was more like how much the fact that you were able to see it in Denver, to see that option, to see what they were doing. Guys had difficulty in the first quarter, but 15 negative plays in that game last night. How much the familiarity now that you had already seen that out on the field?
You know what? The first game, you know, we kind of went in and looked at film and saw things they was doing and had to make adjustments on the sideline, which we did, and we actually played well after that first quarter. So I just think going in this time, you know, with the extra week we had with the bye week to, you know, do some things as a defense, just to better us as a defense. And once we, you know, got to know that we were playing the Broncos, I just think guys just was a lot more comfortable with playing them again, seeing some certain things, understanding what we can get, and just going out and having fun and playing football. And I think that's what it came down to, you know. And we were very excited to play, very excited to play. We knew it was a challenge for a defense to go out and, you know, stop an offense that's number one in the league rushing and very explosive. Week before they played Pitt, 300-something yards passing and the big plays, and we knew for us to have a chance, we have to stop big plays and do a good job against the run. So, but I just think, guys, you know, we was just focused. I mean, whatever we had to do to get ready to play a Bronco team coming in riding high from their first playoff win, we had to do it, and guys responded. We responded. I mean, the practices was good. Preparation was great. And then, you know, when you get three phases, your offense, defense, special teams, to play together, good things happen. And it, first time all year we played 60 minutes of good football. Yep. And that felt real good. So hopefully we want this feeling again. So hopefully we can go out, play better, because we're going to need to play better against these guys also. So continue to get better. And that's one thing that we all stress the whole year. You never know when it's going to happen. But you have to prepare well, and you have to believe that you can get better. And I think we believe, and guys fight every week, come in, do work, make the adjustments, prepare well, and just know that at the end of the day, it's going to pay off somehow. It's going to pay off, and just keep believing, and we have. So we have to do the same thing again this week. Start off with a great week, and it starts in the film room and start in practice. So hopefully we can get that going, and good things should happen.
I'm sure playing for the entire game was a point of emphasis, but how about negative plays? I can't remember the last time I saw a team play and you come up with 15 negative plays for the game. Is that something that you talked about, or it just kind of happened organically?
I think negative plays come from everybody hustling, getting to the ball, just swarming, you know, and we had that mindset. We know that, you know, these backs, you know, the quarterback was tough to bring down. You can't just count on one guy to be in an open field or be in the backfield and expect for him to make a play, because there's some good runners over there. So one of our things were getting more people to the ball. The more people you get to the ball, the more fun you have, the more turnover opportunities you have, and the more intimidated you be as a defense. And I think when you click that film on, you see a lot of blue shirts around the ball carry, and that's what we love to see. So if we can continue to do that as a defense, good things will continue to happen for this defense. And main thing we want to do is get the ball in our offense hands, get it in their hands and let them go to work, and we will be okay.
Talking to people that watched the game, they said that defense just looked faster than it had in some previous weeks. Is that a direct correlation to the swarming and the hustling? Is that why it looked faster to a lot of people?
I think that's absolutely part of it. And like I said, that week, the week we had, you know, with the bye and everything, I think that really helped us in different aspects of the game. Healthy, getting guys back healthy, don't have to go out and bang on one another, just doing what we need to do to better us as a team and as individuals. So that also played a big part of it. You had guys rested. I think everyone used their time good. They managed their time real good in the bye week because they know what we're looking for. We're looking for a better football in the postseason. So, and I think all that played a part. I think they all played a part, and it shows. So, you know, now that, you know, we've seen it and guys can understand how it feels to play 60 minutes of good football, we want to keep this feeling. We want to keep this feeling. And everyone knows it's starting practice. That's where it starts at. Preparation is everything.
You know, you guys are you guys are playing the Ravens this weekend. And I was looking back a while ago at some old articles. And one of your, I think it was your first season of playing college football, Miami was here, Chestnut Hill. BC, Steve's alma mater, had the lead, or were going in for the lead, and it was like a deflection.
Walters picked it off. Reed snatched it from
Ed Reed. So this guy has been making plays. Even in college, he was like, what was it like being a college teammate of his? And did he always have that sense of just where the ball was and just being in the right place at the right time?
I mean, he's a smart football player. And, you know, in college, you really don't know how good a person is until you actually make it to the next level, if you're fortunate, and just see their, you know, career take off. And firsthand, I had an experience with him, you know, firsthand. Just, and now I look back, I say, man, you know, he used to make them plays all the time in practice, not just games, practice. But he's just a type of player where he works so hard in the film room, in practice, everywhere. He works so hard because he want to know exactly what you're doing. And he can line up in one spot and be on the opposite side of the field at times. I mean, he just have a nose for the ball. He's very smart when it comes down to playing football. And that's something I don't think you can teach. I think, you know, that's just Ed. And he's been like that. I never seen him in high school, but from what I hear, he was like that in high school. So you can't teach nothing like that. I mean, he was born with that gift. I mean, he's a special, special player. And like I said, I seen it firsthand in college playing with him. But at the time, I really didn't understand, you know, how great this guy was. I knew he was good, but I didn't know how great he was until I got here and actually see him. And I mean, and it's amazing what he do, man.
You talk about the hard work and the film study and all that. Have you noticed in your years in the league that that's the difference between a great talent and a great player?
Absolutely.
Pretty much something you see from all the great players.
Absolutely. I mean, one thing, I don't want to be good. You know, we want to chase great. I mean, right now, good won't get the job done right now, point blank. You have to chase greatness to be able to come in and play a good football game. Great football game at this point. You have to. And that's what separates the goods from the greats. That's the one thing that separates what you can do in your time to better your team and yourself. That's what you have to do. Sometimes it's you know, a day off really isn't a day off. You have to go in and get some extra film. You have to go in, do some extra treatment. It's something extra you're going to have to do. What you've been doing all, you know, through the whole season, it won't work now. Because trust me, it's a bunch of guys that's out there that's taking their game to a whole nother level on and off the field. I mean, that's just where it is. So we want to chase greatness, you know, and it started last week with a great week of practice. And I'm telling you, you can say what you want to say about, you know, practice and whatever, but I'm telling you, I'm a witness. When you have great practices, it leads to great, great, great stuff on the field. When you don't, we can always turn on the film and be like, you know what? The same exact play, the same exact situation when we screwed up in practice, it happened in the game, or vice versa. We had this, and we did it, got this look, we hit it. Come to the game, we had the same look, boom, hit it, make a difference in game. So every little thing counts now. But you have to make sure that the little things that you're doing is the correct things you're doing. That's the main thing.
You talked about Denver, and the big challenge is eliminating the big plays, which they got against Pittsburgh. You look at the Baltimore Ravens, the team you're playing this week, though there was one big play I remember 2 years ago, 85 yards by Ray Rice. On the whole, they're a team that methodically just control the ball and move down the field. For you guys this week, how different is that challenge in that you've got to make some stops this week?
Absolutely. Defensively, we definitely have to. We know this is a physical group, first and foremost. They want to play physical. They want to hit you in your face. if they can sit back and run the ball 50 times, they probably will do it if you can't stop them. So they're not pretty. It's not a pretty team. I mean, they don't want to be pretty. They're not a trick team. They line up, play good football, have great special teams, great defense. And like I said, offensively, you know, they have backs that and they have an offensive line where they're good at what they do, point blank. So for us to beat these guys, we're going to have to be on our A game. We're going to have to come up with some big stops. We're going to have to be able to come up with some negative plays. We're going to have to be able to create turnovers because that's the type of team they are. You know, as long as they keep the change move, they're okay. They're okay if they keep the change move.
Yeah, so they keep your guy off the field.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we definitely have to do a real good job defensively getting on and off the field. If we can do that, we'll have a better chance of playing the way we want to play.
Did you watch them much yesterday?
Yes.
Watched the entire game?
Yeah.
What did you think? Did you get the sense, even though they scored 17 early and they had three for the rest of the game, like 45 minutes, 46 minutes, 3 points, did you get the sense that, okay, they're going to do whatever it takes to pull this one out? Or did you think the Texans had a comeback in them?
You know what? Looking at it, and like you said, just over the years, just looking at different games and playing them, we know this team, they're going to fight to the death of it. I don't care what the score is. I don't care what happened through the course of the game. Long as there's minutes on that clock, they're going to fight. You definitely know they have fight. They will not give up. They in it for the long haul. So you have to be willing to go the long haul with them, even if that's extra time, because they're going to be ready. So I just knew at the end of the game that they weren't going to give up. And from the looks of it, Houston wasn't going to give up. So you had two good football, defensively football teams. You had offenses that do what they do well, control the clock, run the football. You just seen basically a smash-mouth game from both sides, you know. So that's what we're going to get. We're going to have to play. You know, if we're going to have to make adjustments on the sideline, that's what we got to do. But for the most part, they're going to come out smacking from the first play. So we're going to have to go out and do the same thing, hitting from the first play, and hopefully we come out with a W.
Even though it's two different style offenses, can you carry over whatever momentum you might have gained from this previous game into this next game against Baltimore defensively?
I think we can because, like I said, for us, it started in practice. It started the bye week in practice. It started at the beginning of the week of this, you know, last week leading up to the game. And when you go prepare well, you can practice well, when you can get everybody looking at the same thing through the same lens, you have a great opportunity. And I think with that, going out and guys seeing how we can play, we've been preaching 60 minutes for forever around here this year. But you know what? It came up the best time, and this one we needed. Good football teams step up, man, when it's time to. And, you know, we stepped up last week, so we can't take a step backwards. We definitely can't. We have to move forward. We can't stay the same. We definitely going to have to move forward. But I really think we could take a lot out of that game from Denver and bring the intensity and bring what we've done that week, bring it to this week also, because we already see what it can do for us.
Does that take any of the pressure, the fact that so much people have been talking about it the last couple of years, that you can't get by that first playoff game? Now you win it. Does that take any of the pressure?
We really don't think of that. Each year is different, you know, and, you know, just like, you know, people say that at the same time, you know, we don't go around talk about the years we won Super Bowls either. So, you know, we really don't look at it like that. We look at each year as a different year. We've moved on. We're a totally different ball club from those previous years. And they are also. So that really have nothing to do with what's going to happen this week.
I never see you wear your rings, by the way. When's the last time you wore a championship ring?
Probably in 04. Just keep it locked up.
Keep it locked in a vault somewhere?
Yeah, I keep it locked up.
But I did see on Saturday, Glenn, did you see this? The mink? The mink that Will Fork was rocking?
That was something.
Oh,
how many
did buzz.
How many did they have to kill for that?
I don't know.
12, 13?
A bunch. A bunch. Well, I tell you what, it kept me warm. It kept me warm.
I tell you what, the Baltimore Ravens may not be pretty, but you were pretty in that thing, man. You were pretty.
That's not the look you were going for, though. You weren't going for the pretty look, were you?
Nah. I was staying warm look. That's what that was.
All right, listen, congratulations. One down. Good luck on Sunday, and we'll see you back here.
Thank you, guys.
All right, have a good one.
Thank you.